the prophets? Did they see things like this?
Yes. In fact, one of the most common themes of all prophetic traditions, wide-ranging from the Norse Armageddon prophecies of Ragnarok to the, better-known Christian prophecies of Revelation, Daniel, Joel, Malachi, to St. Hildegard of Bingen from the Middle Ages, from the Sibylline oracles, from Hermes Trismegistus, who was a Neoplatonist of the 1st century A.D., all of them have warned about a future time at the end of an age when you would see the rising of oceans, the burning of the sky, and great fires and droughts, as well as other natural occurrences that mark the end of the great cycle of centuries. There are a number of them that I could just read little bits of right here. I put together a little document.
Sure.
And, for instance, you have the Christian Apocrypha, the Sibylline oracles of the 2nd century, saying, men shall be cast down, their idols and all their wealth, and the fire shall burn up the earth, heaven, and the sea. You look at St. Hildegard, and she talked about that there would be unexpected movement of all creatures, a set of violent motion, fire bursts out, the air dissolves, water runs off, the earth is shaken. And then Jesus has also said, he who is near me is near the fire, and he who is far from me is far from the kingdom. Now, I add this more subjective prophecy of Jesus Christ in the mix, because there are two collective visions that deal with fire. I'm sure many of your listeners know about the Hopi prophecies of the final warning. And these are warnings that indicate that a great time of purification is coming for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it parallels what is also said in the Bible about the last great purification was with a flood, the next will be through fire. There are also traditions in Native American peoples and indigenous peoples of the fourth world that see a purification by a heating climate and a fire. Now, there's two kinds of fires. One is the fire that we're seeing from, as one could say, partially as caused by the fact that the areas that people are living in California are way overpopulated. They're in ranges that are not natural for human habitat. I grew up and I was born in Hollywood, California. And for a time I was a bush fireman in eastern Oregon. And I have seen in that marginal climate, semi-arid climate, in my lifetime, millions of people come to L.A., and it's not really a sustainable reality. And in a way, so many of these prophecies, more that I could mention from different people, often,
sure,
rather than just go on and on with the different styles of prophecy, they often come to the theme of human ignorance, human lack of wisdom in being stewards of the earth, rather humans overpopulating the range, being exploiters of the earth, tend to create the purification that is the more gross fire, the fires of drought, the fires of global warming, the fact that where other areas are foreseen that the oceans will rise, that's also a common theme in many different traditions. Equally, you see in the hinterlands or the drier, naturally drier lands, them becoming more and more dry. Nostradamus had dated a series of catastrophically hot summers, mostly focusing on what's happening in Europe, but a lot of what's been happening in America with the last few years of our very hot summers. In fact, you could say summer is still going on in Los Angeles in this late October time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It is. He often talked about it in astrological terms as between 2003, 2006, certain aspects that kind of narrow the time window to these catastrophically warm, record-breaking global summers in a string since 1998 that seem to be happening in our time, that seem to correspond with a war of crusaders in Mesopotamia, which is the ancient name of Iraq, and also an imminent war with the Persians, which is Iran, all happening at the same time. So hopefully this is just a coincidental passage of astrological aspects matching a climatological phenomenon, one would hope. But I don't think so. I think that there's an alternative interpretation to one of Nostradamus' most famous prophecies, which can be interpreted to talk about the kind of the Pearl Harbor event or the War on Terror, which is in 1999, 7 months, or September month, which if you take 1999 and reverse the numbers to 9111, you get September 11th, September month. The other possibility, because he always had multiple meanings in his prophecies, it is also interesting to note that around the literal year 1999, which is stated outright in the prophecy, a king of terror of a certain kind did descend from the skies. That wasn't just what happened later in 2001 with hijacked jets hitting buildings in New York and the Pentagon and over cornfields in Pittsburgh area. There is an alternative to this interpretation that says that the king of terror descending from our skies is are created by our own gases, the greenhouse effect and climate change. I can't think of a more greater king of terror if this riddle has a deeper meaning than mere Al-Qaeda terrorists than the tripping point of our climate going out of control. Because when you look then at all these other prophets that, as somebody said in your last hour, like the fires around Ramona and the area of San Diego is biblical in proportion. Biblical climatological disasters are foreseen for thousands of years for a time at the end of a great cycle of centuries, which we are undergoing right now with the end of the Piscean Age, into the Aquarian Age, the end of the Mayan calendar, the end of the Celtic calendar of 500-year cycles, the end of the Buddhist Wheel of Dharma calendar. I could go on and on with all the different calendars. The very fact that in astrology we're in the change of months in the great cosmic year calendar, which means we've been in these cycles that last 36 years. One 36-year period is motivated by more male or yang energy. That's what we've been in since 1972-73. We're now shifting between 2007-2008 into a 36-year period of yin, or cosmic night. The other is day, this is night. What that means in layman's terms is all the things that have been sown in our history, good or ill, in the last 36 years are going to be reaped between now and 2044.